This podcast is presented to you by SatelliteToday.com, the leading online source for business news and competitive analysis in the satellite-enabled communications market.
Hi, this is Julie Samuel, managing editor for BS Satellite Magazine and online producer for SatelliteToday.com. I am reporting from NAB 2008, and we're sitting here on the show floor with Bill Steele, Chairman and CEO of Kencast. Thank you very much for spending some time with us today.
You're welcome, Julie.
Would you like to start by saying a few words about your company?
Yeah, Kencast has been in business since 1993, and we are specialists in content delivery, particularly of large files, for example, that may be encrypted or in digital rights format for the entertainment industry and for the military.
Can you tell us what are the most significant deals for Kencast that you're working on, you have been working on in the past year?
We implemented several applications that fall in the three categories. One is digital cinema, another is digital signage, and a third is broadband mobile. In digital signage, we built a system for interactive access media, IAM, out of Denver, Colorado. They're delivering extreme sports entertainment into sports bars. It's an advertising-supported service. We've implemented so far 350 of the 750 planned implementations. They have 3 to 8 screens in each of the bars, and we feed content from our EdgeSpan appliance into those screens. That's one example. We also provide the content delivery for Channel 1 for 9,200 schools for educational and commercial purposes. We have implemented digital cinema. We've implemented content delivery for the first 300 of 500 movie theaters for Technicolor and 170 movie theaters for Cinemike in their theaters. That's some examples of digital cinema and digital signage.
So what new areas of growth are you looking to build in the next couple of years?
Well, basically the three I just mentioned, they all seem to be active markets. Digital cinema, I finally, after years of exploring this, they appear to be implementing, finally. There are rollouts, as I mentioned. Digital signage, there's no question those flat-screen monitors have gotten powerful, inexpensive, and they're a great substitute for physical distribution of posters where someone has to run out and put them in place. And we're involved in quite a few projects in that area. And then, of course, broadband mobile. You've seen the activity and wireless auctions of broadband space bringing in tremendous amounts of money. The last one was about $19 billion for the 700 megahertz spectrum. Some of that will be joined in hybrid networks, satellite down to Wi-Fi, WiMAX, or DVB-H. And Kencast makes a great content delivery across such networks. So they have three areas, for example, that we think are very interesting.
What trends do you see coming from the software satellite customers? Have the demands changed from the satellite customers, or do you feel like they've remained the same?
Well, I think the demands from customers for content delivery is changing. They're getting a little more sophisticated, let's say, where before they would opt maybe for one type of network, say a satellite, or they would decide to do an internet. They're now doing both. They're mixing and matching to the appropriate task. In other words, if they can get some capabilities to manage both, they'll put content deliveries that belong on the satellite, some on the terrestrial means when it's more appropriate. And you can even do more advanced things with hybrid networks like that. For example, you can say, send this out to these sites, and our computer software will figure out it can multicast to many of these sites, and the other ones it will have to push it out over the internet. It's all automated. So we're seeing that kind of trend. Another thing that's happening is the hardware is getting a little more of a commodity nature now. The customer can specify they want this much storage, they want this kind of RAID array, and they want this many NIC cards, and they want a DVB-S1, a DVB-S2 receiver built into that. And it's very easy to get that multiple vendors to bid on that and put it together for you and then give the customer just exactly what they want. It's not difficult to do that anymore.
So you're able to fully customize the products.
And quickly and relatively inexpensively, yes.
How much of your business do you do internationally, or do you work mostly in the United States?
The bulk of our money comes from the United States, but we have systems every place in the world. We even have 2 HOLA research labs, but we do have systems all over the world, many in South Africa, and we have systems in Kenya and the Middle East and Russia and China, and we have dozens of systems in Japan, for example. So it's the nature of satellite. One satellite footprint and you've got a whole continent. So,
do you see the market growing in Africa?
Absolutely. That's been one of our strong growth areas, yes.
How about your market in the United States? What is your competitive advantage?
Well, there are several things happening. Delivering material at, say, large files that are encrypted, if you're multicasting it in particular, it's difficult to do. It's one way, you don't know what's happening. And if you lose one bit in an encrypted file or a digital rights file, you have to throw it away. And that happens to be our specialty, and that happens to be where the markets are growing quite a bit. The movies which used to be going out to hotels, for example, are often standard video, 3-4 gigabytes, but now with high definition, they have to be 30 gigabytes, 10 times bigger. It's more catastrophic if you lose one bit, right? Yeah. Digital signage, I mentioned already, the flat screen monitors have opened all kinds of doors, and how you do that efficiently, how you play onto them efficiently, is something that can be very difficult. We've developed some technology to take advantage of that, do it extremely efficiently, better than, say, the competitors, is what we want, our goal is, of course. Mm-hmm. So there's some examples.
Can you tell us of some of your customers in the digital signage field?
Yes, I mentioned Instant Access Media and Channel One, and we do advanced auto parts and exam room networks, Target stores.
Great. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about today?
Another thing that's happening, I think, is the ability to add more value is becoming very possible because the trend in the commoditization of the elements of computers. It's easy to put a computer together, and if you have good software, you can customize it. And instead of just providing software, which we did for many years, the last 2 or 3 years now, we can give a computer and the hardware. It's then possible to put some time or effort into the vertical market that sits on top of that platform. So we've moved in that direction from software to software and hardware to a little vertical functionality. I think that's something that's a trend that's recent for us.
Well, thanks, Bill, very much for spending some time with us today, and we wish you a very successful show.
Thank you, Julie, and thanks to Via Satellite Magazine.
This podcast has been brought to you by the editors of SatelliteToday.com. For more podcast interviews and satellite communication news and analysis, visit us online at www.satellitetoday.com.